Alien Invasion, written by Roger Meyer, read by Shane Browning. Extraterrestrial invaders coming to Earth is a common theme of movies, television programs, science fiction books, and video games. However, a real alien invasion has been taking place. Europe, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America are seeing a virtual explosion in immigrant population as millions of human aliens swarm into Western nations. Why? And what will be the consequences? Perimeter fences offer little resistance to the continual onslaught of immigrants pouring across national borders, whether in Europe or America. News reports describe the humanitarian crisis. Others describe certain ports as war zones, as determined immigrants have become increasingly hostile to those resisting their entrance. Some have called for the French military to control the Calais migrant crisis at the entrance to the Eurotunnel, which leads to the United Kingdom. While some want more open borders, others want more border control. Millions of legal immigrants obtain visas for legal entry every year, but far more are entering outside of the normal immigration process. Those with visas, quote, green cards, unquote, or other immigrant documentation often add to the commercial economies of the nations they enter, but the cost of providing public assistance, housing, and medical and other social services to others come at a tremendous cost and are a drain on the economies of the host nations overall. Many alien children and their parents need language and remedial education classes, which have a significant impact on education budgets. Immigrants also greatly impact the job markets of host countries. While some enter high-level skilled jobs in medical, science, technology, and computer fields, many fill lower-wage, lower-skilled jobs in agriculture, fast food, and retail. The readily available labor pool lowers the wage rates and often leaves segments of the native populations in higher rates of unemployment, often causing resentment. The effect of immigration on the political landscape has not escaped the attention of those running for public office, as evidenced by the messages and political platforms catering to concerns of immigrants-turned-voters. Immigrants are affecting a huge shift in the demographics of host nations in terms of culture, language, race, and religion. There is also an impact on crime. Criminal immigrants bring drugs, prostitution, and gang violence across the border. Thousands of alien criminals have been booked into city and county jails for homicides, sexual assaults, and other crimes. Some are calling the increase an illegal alien crime wave. Gangs such as the Salvadorian gang, Mara Salvatrucha, also known as MS-13, engage in violent and organized crime activities. They recruit heavily from the newly arrived immigrant population. How do you feel about the aliens in your country? The Bible gives a number of instructions regarding, quote, the alien among you, unquote. For instance, aliens were not to be abhorred, Deuteronomy 23, verse 7. They were not to be mistreated or oppressed, Exodus 22, verse 21, and Exodus 23, verse 9. Also see Deuteronomy 24, verse 14, and Zechariah 7, verse 10. They were not to be exploited, and those who turned them away, God would judge. See Malachi chapter 3, verse 5. The gleanings of the harvest were to be left for the poor and the stranger. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 10. And God said that the stranger was to be loved just as one born in the nation. Leviticus 19, verse 34. However, the alien was expected to abide by the same law as the native-born, Exodus 12, verse 49, and Leviticus 24, verse 22. See also Numbers, chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. The stranger was to suffer the same consequences for infractions of the law as one born in the land, Leviticus 24, verse 16. But there is no nation on earth that lives by the laws of God, or even attempts to. In fact, quite the opposite. Even in nations that until recently have been called Christian nations, today Every effort seems to be made to remove God from the classroom, the public square, and out of the lives of the citizenry. While mankind pushes God out and ignores His laws, ancient prophecies are being fulfilled before our very eyes. God is beginning to intervene directly in world affairs. Read our booklets, Prophecy Fulfilled, God's Hand in World Affairs, and 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return.